Ireland's classic hits radio. So tonight is the last night for Garth Brooks at Croker and the last night on his tour, which kind of makes me think that maybe he's going to stick around in Ireland for a while. I'll find out tonight because I'm going to be speaking to him right before he goes on stage. It's been 25 years since the last time he performed here, yet there are so many young people in the audience over the last few shows.
I'm trying to think, do the math. I was 35 when I played here at Croke Park, right? It's hard to find Garth in some places. And where people got the word of Garth was from their parents, right? So it's kind of weird. Know that half the people that we'll see in these five shows were 4 years old or not even born yet when they're there. But yet, watch. They'll know every word. And they'll know it because of their parents. And that makes you feel really good. Now, the bad side of that is they're coming here expecting you to be 7'6" with abs and fire coming out of your ass, right? I mean, that was the line in Braveheart, right? So hopefully once they get used to what I look like, then they'll just focus on the music. It'll be fun.
He spoke about how Ireland has changed over the years.
The only thing that's changed about Ireland for me is how big this place has gotten. I mean, the construction's crazy. That's the big change for me. The people are still the same. It's your greatest, what do you call it? Not a product. It's your greatest asset. Quality is your people. And for me, I'm sorry, but that's the main thing. So there's a book called From Good to Great, written by Jim Collins. And if you do your postgraduate work, it's probably going to be one of the books that's assigned to you. So in my postgraduate work, I read this book about that thin, which is perfect for me because I'm not a big reader, right? And it's all about statistical research. And he's going to take 8 companies, 4 that succeeded, 4 that failed. And these four groups of two are going to be like companies because he wanted to take as much of the variable out as he could, right? He says the reason why one company succeeded and the other company failed was this one company actually looked forward and enjoyed the people that they were going to see that day and they worked with. Get the right people on the bus is the phrase, right? That's what's the difference between successful companies and not successful companies. That's the difference between places you want to play and places you don't want to play. Get the right people on the bus. Ireland's people is amazing.
Garth Brooks told us that it is the older music that goes down a treat, and I'd have to agree with that one.
We've got the second anthology coming out this Christmas, and the second anthology deals with the last 5 years of the 90s. The first one dealt with the first 5 years. You play Colin Baton Rouge in any stadium, especially in Baton Rouge. That was crazy. Brought the house down. It's just a fun song. No matter where you're at, that's going to be the one. If Tomorrow Never Comes, we talked about that. Just simply from now, when you talk about history, that's nostalgia.
So what is Garth Brooks' message to his fans who came out? Over 400,000, I think it was 410,000 people came to see his shows.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for allowing this to happen in 2022. Because I wasn't being modest or humble. I'd have put money on it that there's no way you're going to do 5. Because, come on, if I get myself out of my body and say, the guy sold 5 shows here, are you crazy? In 2014, they got canceled. I would go, he's not even mortal if he can sell 5 shows 8 years later after what happened. That, I think, was a bigger statement than selling 5 in 2014. So for me, what I'm hoping is these people came here because they want love. They want to be around each other. They want to sing songs they know together with the voice that's on those records in the same area as them, and by God, that's what they're going to get.
But the burning question, will he return, or will these be his last Irish shows?
I can't tell what the future is, but I can tell you this, as long as I'm playing music and Ireland will have me, I'll be here.
Mr. Garth Brooks, what an absolute legend. It's Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.